From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KTYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. This is the Dugout Podcast, our Yankees Major League Baseball, BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Of course, audio archive, iTunes Podcast, Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps. And of course, you can get the episodes right on BleedBlueShow.com. Talking some Yankees baseball as we got about a week, one more week, well, this week and the very next week, capping off the series in Major League Baseball. We'll get to that in a second as well, but just talk about In my opinion, I think the Yankees had a good season this year, considering all things injuries, considering who was in front of them in the AL East, who are at a record pace. That would have been a lot or hard to catch up with. But let's look at it from a totality standpoint. Overall, I think the team has done well over the pretty much the marathon, what we call the Major League Baseball, 162 games. I think they are where they're supposed to be as far as record-wise. I think they did a good job despite injuries, especially since the All-Star break where I had a lot of concerns with this team. If they were to go into injuries, how well, how good or bad would they fare? And I think they kind of did okay. They haven't been great, but they haven't been bad, but they haven't totally bowed out. There's been some series where they lost series they should have won, and there's been series where they lost they should have won and one where they should have lost. But it is what it is. I mean, certain series that comes to mind, Detroit, Chicago, the ones that, you know, at home and back in August, that the series with Baltimore, and you could go to the West Coast and how frustrating it was versus Oakland because you really wanted to see them, how they do against them. They did take 2 out of 3 versus Seattle, but when they went to Minnesota, they lost 2 out of 3. So it's been back and forth with this team. It's been a lot of not exactly sure what you're going to get from this team. But I say like this, man. With this squad, man, I think they've been in a little bit of a funk. I think they could regain a little bit of momentum going against teams within their own division as they get ready for that one wild card playoff game. Because this is really about, is this game going to be played in the Bronx or is this game going to be played in Oakland, California, versus the A's? Because we pretty much know at this rate, it's going to be between these two teams. In the AL, the wild card is pretty much a wrap. It's unofficially a wrap because there's no way the Rays are catching them, as unbelievable a season they have despite what all their overhaul at the start of the season. The Rays have done their piece being a pest versus the Boston Red Sox, the Yankees, so on and so forth. But Oakland is the direct threat. But I'll get to them a little bit later. I'll say like this. The series this past weekend is one of those series, like I was saying, the ups and downs versus the Blue Jays over the weekend at home. What was a disappointment? That there's no way around it, especially watching all the games of Friday, Saturday, Sunday, especially the Saturday game. Now, Friday, a lot of Yankee fans that are associated with this platform. I mean, the blowout win is you're off to a nice start. You're 11-0. But what you like about that game is wasn't necessarily all the power hit. It was more so they were putting guys on base, they were moving guys over, they were pretty much manufacturing runs. Something that I've been screaming about all year, what I want from that team. But this team's identity is always going to be power hitting until they actually go in a different route with personnel and just really stick to what they want to be as far as manufacturing runs, hit and runs, and moving guys over, such and stuff like that. They're going to live and die by the home run. They're an extreme power hitting team, and that's kind of what they've been all season. They're going to live by it. They're going to die by it. It is what it is with the Yankees. And some of it is why they're a power team is the same way I say a lot of it is bad because if you're a home run or bust, it's going to be frustrating as a Yankee if you get down early in games, but with the long ball, and especially in Yankee Stadium, not necessarily the road, but at Yankee Stadium, they showed the ability to come back and score a lot of runs like they did on Saturday. You talk about the 2 home runs by Didi, I think 1 in 6, 1 in 7. You got the grand slam by Andujar. I mean, they have firepower, But not see, but the problem with this theory, and I don't know this is going to translate in the wild card playing game, is not to say Oakland has the best pitching in the world, but they've been pretty good against the Yankees this season. Even though the Yankees have the tiebreaker, the Yankees have had their troubles versus Oakland. I even can remember the series earlier this year when Oakland came to the Bronx earlier this year, and they hit the long ball against the Yankees. Not like this. So it's like power hitting versus power hitting. So you got a one game series. Who are you going to put out there to neutralize that? I mean, I think as great as Severino has been early on in the season, he has struggled post All-Star break. Tanaka has been he's actually been a good Tanaka this year. Tanaka actually is what 12-5 at this point. I like the things Tanaka does of this year, especially keeping the pitches low. And not really. He got a lot of the run support on Friday, but in a close game, and that's probably going to be more so the playoffs, or how we're going to see him in down the stretch versus these AL East teams as we secure home field, or we're going to have to go on the road, fly 3,000 miles. If we get past the wild card game, how are we going to do this thing with Tanaka in the playoffs if we get to that point? But that's way far down the line. We're going to have that talk. Only if we get past Oakland, whether it's home or away. But, I mean, Severino, not going to be pitching at the – I don't see it at the playing game. He's been too inconsistent, and we really probably have to lean on somebody like Jay Happ that I'm pretty sure he's looking like it. Like, dang, you know, I'm supposed to be his glue piece. I'm supposed to be this third starter if we get into the, you know, deeper into the playoffs. But he's probably going to have to take the ball and probably carry this team, give us a solid effort. He's been excellent since coming over to the Yankees. I think, 5-6-0 since being traded from the Blue Jays. He's been excellent. He's been more than I thought he would have been, and I thought he would have been all right. I know a lot of us, including myself, was looking into a Cole Hamels. But Jay Happ, up until this point, has been excellent as a starter for the Yankees. So we question this rotation. We question the ability to get guys out, and then if it gets all rolling, what we thought was going to be the middle relief, we thought this season we're going to show a lot of dominance, and it was really disgusting to watch some of these games, especially in Minnesota, giving up the grand slam to Joe Mauer, Tommy Connelly, and you got David Robinson. These guys, I would say, totally regressed, but damn, they showed heavy vulnerability, not the dominance that we were used to seeing, because the bullpen was supposed to be an absolute strength of this squad. And I worry, let's say we get into this wild card play again, can we get 6-7 out of Jay Happ? Yeah, I think that is definitely doable, but this Oakland lineup is very powerful. And I'm not 100% sure of his stats versus Oakland historically. I'll have to look into it probably next week as we get closer to that wild card game. But you know, I'm looking at this thing with the Yankees. If I was looking more for so how they're going to play on Friday, like how they played on Friday. They got a lot of runs. They really got to the starter pitching. They caught them off beat, off his game. And if the Yankees could get a lot of runs, especially if they got the home game, I really like our chances, despite the ups and downs, all these series we've had since August, and definitely through the month of September. I would like to see a lot more definitely consistency, especially from the hitting for average. Some of these guys' averages have gone up. I got to give props to Miguel Andujar. He's had a phenomenal season. I've said this from the start of the season. He should be the rookie of the year for on the team level. He's definitely the rookie of the year. But on a major league level, why not him? I mean, all the extra base hits. He's been for the most of the season, he's been under 280, but he's really climbed that average up into close to 300 right now, and that is pretty impressive. And he's been the bat to really, really lean on. He's been the most consistent bat in the lineup, and especially since Judge got hurt back in July. I would like this team. I know I'm probably not going to get it to really try to slow down or try to be home run or die. I don't think that's going to work versus Oakland, although Oakland does not have the starting pitching to the degree that could really go lights out. They have guys that could go, and some arms in that bullpen. That bullpen is really, really deep. Starting pitcher, not so much, but this is a one-game playoff. This is not a series. So we're going to lean up into all that stuff when we get to that wild card game. It's going to be one hell of an atmosphere, whether it's in Oakland or in the Bronx. It's going to be really, really disappointing if the Yankees don't come out of it. Because this was my biggest fear, even in spring training, when I talked to Night Chamber 7. When we said, we looked at these divisions, who are going to win the division, nothing surprises me. I'm pretty sure nothing surprises to you stakeholders. I said it was going to be Boston. I thought New York was going to win the division. Boston was going to come in second. Didn't think Boston was going to have a record-breaking year. I didn't see that. You know, so I'm... You know, as well as the Yankees played, the Boston was just on some other stuff this year. And even when the Yankees were running great series versus first-place teams, you had Cleveland, you had Houston, they were beating Boston, especially that first time when it came to the Bronx, the first series in the Bronx. The Yankees were flying. And then the injuries started piling up. And then the injury to Judge is, I think, their identity, especially if you're going to talk power hitting, their identity, you got to start with Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton. Giancarlo Stanton has turned it around gradually throughout the season, as low and how many strikeouts he was having earlier this season. His batting average crept up throughout the spring, throughout the summer. He's been one of the more reliable bats in the entire lineup as far as hitting for average. And that's what it is with baseball. It's about hitting for average. It's really about the averages usually weigh itself out no matter how many times you strike out. It usually balances itself out. Look at how Didi Gregorius has been. He definitely had a dominant April. And then he had one of the coldest Mays you're ever going to see. You talk about Jekyll and Hyde, as great batting he was in April, and then how it turned it, and then it just went 180 in April, in the month of May. He was trying to find his way back into the line. He's been up and down in the lineup. They had him batting cleanup. Now he's been hitting the ball very well, especially the West Coast trip. This homestand versus the Blue Jays, he had the two home runs. He's actually, and if you look at it overall, he's had a good season. We got to give it to him, man. We definitely got to give it to him. In the short term, let's look at the short term of this baseball squad. Let's look at it like this. Justice Sheffield, we already know, is a high prospect pitcher coming up from the AAA. I saw one of his games. Got to see some of the footage on the internet. He's given up a couple of runs in short outings, but I think he's ready to come up and get some major league experience. And along with Domingo Germán, we're all familiar with him. They've used him in and out of the bullpen and starting pitching and bullpen. They used him whenever they can need him. So they're going to call those two pitchers up. So we're going to see how they're going to fare versus Boston of this week, how they're going to do in relief effort. I look forward to their coming up and giving us what Yankee fans have been dying for Sheffield. We're looking for that. I think Germán has been a war. He's been a good Yankee this season. He's done everything that they asked out of him. I like what they are doing with the starter pitcher, bringing them up and so on and so forth. Other news, what about Aaron Judge? What's the status of him? I never what I thought going to that game versus Kansas City on that Thursday, that hit by a pitch when I didn't realize it was that serious. I thought he just got plunked, went to the base. The next thing you know, Andujar pitch hits for him, and like, what's going on? Little did I know at that time, that was a serious injury to the wrist. And it's kept him out all this time since, what, July 26, 27? We're almost 2 months from that hit by pitch. Now now he has to go through this simulation game. He has to get his swing back, and it's not easy. Baseball's not easy. It just doesn't happen. Like, plop him into the lineup and he's just gonna automatically start hitting again. It doesn't really work like that in baseball. It would be great, and he would be superhuman if he did that. I don't see that, and he has to be looked as more of a threat than the actual possibility than the actual threat of what he is this year. So he, to me, however the Yankees get far, or how far they get into the playoffs, I see him striking out a lot. And this is going to be almost reminiscent of the Judge we saw last year in the playoffs. But I don't think his timing is going to be back at all, man. I mean, we saw some stretches this year where his timing was in and out. It was off. It was on. But I thought he was all right, and I thought his best stretch of baseball as a New York Yankee was the first half of 2017. I don't think we're going to see a lot of that in Judge until next, maybe 2019, how he really fully gets healthy, brings it back into spring training. So this simulation game, they're going to really try to get him back. It's really a huge logjam in the outfield. You got a lot of guys, since last time we did the podcast with the Yankees, the trade with Andrew McCutchen, you bring down Brett Gardner, push him down the lineup. It should have done a long time ago because Gardner's been a struggle at the bat. But you already know, we said it a million times, and all Yankee fans know that athletically at his age, he could still get it done with his glove. As far as chasing down balls in the outfield, his speed as far as tracking down fly balls, gappers, things like that, Gardner still has some use for that. He's not going to steal you a million bases at this point of his career. He's not going to he'll hit occasional home runs or slugging, but overall he's going to fight for some at-bats, and he'll end up grounding out, and he's going to pretty much bat 240, 239 for wherever he is right now in the lineup. And that's even more down than what it was the last several years when it was him and Ellsbury 1-2 in the lineup. So now we look at this this batting. You got these series with the AL East teams coming up. You got Boston. You got Baltimore at home. Realistically, 2 out of 3 versus Boston will be an accomplishment. That would be great. This is not about the division. This is about Yankees' rhythm at this point. This is all about Oakland. This ain't about Boston. This division is over. This division race is over. This is about the Yankees getting into a groove and setting themselves up with J.A. Happ versus Oakland play-in game. That's all it really is about. It's very fortunate that the Yankees don't have a third team that is close within the standings. You have Oakland, you have the Yankees, and that's pressure in itself as far as, are you going to play at home? We all want the Yankees to play at home. They're a way better team at home than they are on the road. You do not want to go to Oakland. It's almost like a flashback to 2001 when the Yankees and Oakland had those rivalries with those championship Yankee teams, and they had to go through those very good Oakland teams. Tim Hudson and Giambi, you had all those guys. They had a lot of young studs on that Oakland team, and they were very tough against those great Yankee teams. And I see a lot of that Oakland team in prior years to the Yankee to those Oakland Athletic teams 17 years ago. I see that a lot in this team. They have the power hidden to really change the game and knock you out of the game quick and early. You saw that in Oakland in the last season when the Yankees went to Oakland, a couple weeks ago. So McCutchen has got to set the tone. I mean, we got a lot of jam. I mean, how I don't know how they're going to play this. I mean, somebody's got to leave the lineup at one point or another. You got McCutchen. You got Hicks, who's actually had a good year hitting the ball. 25 plus home runs. You got Stanton, Judge. I mean, you got so many guys. So you got to go with the hottest hands. I mean, you gotta have some sort of balance as well in defense and the outfield. You got the offense. You got a lot of things you have to really account for as far as who you're going to play and substitutions and matchups. You're really going to have to be in that analytics notebook this time, Aaron Boone. You're really going to have to make sure you pull the right buttons in this game. And you have 2 weeks to get that correct. You have 2 weeks to really figure out who, what, where's, and how you're going to get this done, especially with your substitution patterns. This is going to be the biggest game of his young managerial career. There's no way around that when it comes to Aaron Boone. Let's look at the starting pitching. Like I said, this is about J.A. Happ. Look at the other guy, Severino, dominant all-star prior to that. After that, he's been suspect, been very off. He's been in a funk, in and out, whatever. He made the trade with Lynn. Lynn actually played. He actually pitched very well on Sunday. I think he went 5 innings, 7 Ks. Did very good on Sunday. Yankees didn't get no run support. They just couldn't get out of their own way. Even on Saturday, they struck out 10. That's the funny thing about the Yankees. They'll give you 7 runs. They'll get runs in bunches. They'll get like 4 in 1 inning, 6 in 1 inning, but they'll strike out 10 times. It's about hitting for average. If this team could hit for average, this team probably will win 110 games. That's how talented their upside is. I mean, even on the series right now, they're at 92, 93 wins right now. They're not even at their peak. I mean, they're going to get better despite their health. If they get better with their health, if they can stay healthy, even into next year. I mean, this team is well over 100 wins team. They probably have a chance to get close to 100 wins this year. I had them at 95 at the start of the season because I counted for injuries, slumps, things like that. So they're probably going to surpass 95 if everything goes well. Hopefully, my prediction was wrong, because at this point, if they're not going to make 95, that means they really went to a funk going into the game versus Oakland. We do not want that at all. So we look at the Yankee lineup, and you get to a lot of the guys that we have to really account for. Aaron Hicks has had an excellent season. Even Gleyber Torres, who's had his funk as a rookie, he's done his good, man. I mean, Aaron Hicks gets on base. Andujar gets on base. He's a hitting machine, extra base hits. He leads the team. I think him and Stanton are right there neck and neck with each other. But Andujar has been the most reliable bat, and his OPS is the best on the team. So if I'm not mistaken, that was Judge was doing that until he got hurt. But Andujar has really helped carry the team. And for a rookie, man, I listen to these other broadcasts. Like, if you watch a Yankee game and you're at home or whatever, you're on the road traveling, and you watch, let's say, Yankees Twins, and you just listen to the Twins broadcast and listen to how another broadcast says about your team and how highly they speak about certain play. I saw a lot and listened to a lot of praise on Miguel Andujar. We're very fortunate to have him and Gleyber Torres and Didi Gregorius at shortstop. And just a very young nucleus. Even if you want to get the Voit, man, Luke Voit, who's came onto the Yankees with 7 home runs in a short amount of time in about 28 games. So you're saying about a 1 home run at every 4 game clip at first base. We needed that power outside of Greg Bird. We saw Greg Bird with a big hit last week, who went through his struggles as well. I mean, he's been really, really bad. And then you saw Gregory Sanchez. So both of those guys, and when it comes to the wild card lineup, batting under 200 for the season. I know Gary Sanchez is getting out of he's been in and out of, you know, out of shape, running to first base, pulling groins, things like that. And his defense really killed us in that one game when Severino was pitching, and it just all bad, man. Defensively, it's been worse. It's actually been worse, and that's going to be those type of substitutions we're talking about. If you want Gary Sanchez's bat, but he hasn't been hitting consistently enough. So you're looking for an Austin Romine, a guy you'll take his average. At one point, he was hitting very well at the start of taking over for Gary Sanchez, but he's cooled down a whole lot. But he's more of a reliable defensive glove. I think you have to opt for that and not worry about the power hitting, because if Gary Sanchez can't really hit home runs at a consistent basis, he's a liability in a wild card game. There's just no way around it. Higashioka, same thing as far as defensive catcher, but I don't think he's going to be on the postseason roster. So by default, it's going to be Romine catching, and I'm actually cool with that. And I'm sure all Yankee fans, or if not most Yankee fans, are going to be cool with that. Defensively, you want somebody to make sure balls don't get by them. That's the key. Even though Gary Sanchez has the better arm, if he catches the ball and somebody's going to steal second, he has an excellent chance or a better chance to get him out than Austin Romine. It is what it is when it comes to those two comparisons. I'm looking at this as right now. So this lineup, I'm still a little bit optimistic. Just want to see how this is going to go against Boston, how this is going to go against Baltimore, Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is going to be tough. The 4 games down in Tampa Bay. He got the 3 games at Fenway. Win 3 out of the 4 series. I mean, you may lose one. If they lost one of the 4 series, I could live with that. It is what it is. It's been a long 162 game season, late West Coast trip. Now you wrap up these games versus the AL East. It is what it is. So let me look over to how it is with the Oakland Athletics, because this is about soft scouting. So if I'm a Yankee fan, I want to watch some of these Oakland Athletic games. If I haven't seen a lot of Athletic games versus the Yankees, I want to see how they're going to do down the stretch versus the AL West team. So they're an extremely power hitting team. That's their bread and butter. They're like the Yankees. They get hit it out of the park with the best of them, man. Chris Davis, I think a lot of baseball players are very familiar with him. He's 43 home runs, 110 plus RBI a season. It is what it is. He's a 250 hitter. He's a home run or die type of guy. He's going to knock it out the park. You look at a guy also on their roster. You look at Stephen Piscotty, a guy who's had a good season, mid 260 type of guy, 20 plus home runs. You got Jed Lowry. He's been around there for a while. Matt Chapman, Marcus Semien. These guys are gritty. They can strike out a lot, but they can hit the home run. They can put some runs on the board, man. That's the thing I worry about in this game, because Jay Happ's going to have to be the savior versus that line. That's the bread and butter. You got to go through Lowry, Chris Davis, Piscotty, Matt Chapman, and then Semien. I mean, those are the most guys I fear in that lineup. Also, they don't have as bad as I get on the Yankees as far as hitting for average. They're not much better, but they could definitely put up a lot of runs. Chris Davis is a monster this year, man. MVP type candidate. Definitely is in the running for that. Chapman, and then of course, you know, compared to Andujar. Andujar has a better average. It is what it is. On base percentage will put Hicks over Chapman as well. So it's, you know, Matt Chapman, Scotty Davis, so on and so forth. So I would say that they're going to really put this thing in the hands of Sean Manea, and he's had he's been all right, you know, a couple of games over 500 as far as giving up 20 plus home runs this year. Not too bad. His ERA, I think it's like 3.5 last time I checked. Pitched pretty good against the Yankees when we played them, and you got to look out for that. But the thing about the Oakland Athletics, they don't care. You know, they just wanted their guy to get the five innings. I mean, they don't have a dominant starting pitching per se, but their thing is getting that to. Is that they got a million guys in that bullpen. It's all about getting to the bullpen. They have a whole bunch of guys. Brad Anderson, Anderson Triggs. They got Chris Bassett, Mike Fiers. They got from Detroit. I mean, they in that trade. The guy from Familia from the Mets. I mean, they have a whole bunch of guys they could turn to as far as getting guys out. Innings three, if things go bad for the Athletics, I don't think they will, but let's say if things go bad, they have guys that go from inning three through eight. They're just going to roll them out in the rotary, man. They're just going to put guys out there and just going to put it out there as far as shortening the game. They have that over the Yankees at this point. The Yankees bullpen has been inconsistent. It's not as strong as what their reputation was last year. They have been inconsistent. I'll put it like this. Let's see how the Yankees do this week. Boston, Toronto, Tampa Bay, Boston. Wrap up the homestand, go on the road, four games. I think that's going to be the key to the Tampa Bay series. We're going to be back next Monday to really discuss that, see how they do this at this homestand. And then hopefully we got to secure this thing in the Bronx, man. We cannot leave the Bronx. If we go to Oakland, I really don't like our chances, man. If this thing was in New York, I would say the Yankees have a 70% chance of winning the game. If this was in Oakland, I think it's pretty much totally opposite. I think it's going to be like 25 to 30%. I really like Oakland's chances. This is the conclusion of the Dugout Podcast. BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps. We're right down the stretch, man. We got postseason baseball, AL, NL. A lot of guys, man. A lot of things is happening. Thank goodness it's not, like I said, thank God it's not a third team in this race really going to screw things up as far as if they were like a game and a half, a game. Because if that was the case, I think the Yankees be in deeper trouble. But let's be fortunate for the front run we had earlier this season. It all pays off in a 162-game season. Share the episodes, iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps, of course, on Bleed Blue Show. Check out the new BleedBlueShow.com. The schedule this week is for all of our squads. It's going to be a fun time. Other than that, ladies and gentlemen, Sangre, Al-Sul, and Bleed Blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.